Just want to be machazik, everyone. People think that coming together for singing and dancing and sharing the Torah is like a men's night out. It's not like that, b'chol. It's a very important inyan of avodas Hashem. Super important avodah. Especially times like this, where the Sitra Achra has it that social distancing and b'chuda, all the tactics of the Sitra Achra to break the very last thing which we have as a people. In Galus, we don't have Torah, we don't have Tefillah, we don't have anything. The only thing we have is Dibak Chaverim. The Koyach of Achdus, we spoke about this not long ago. The very last thing which we have, the very last moments of Galus, the Sitra Achra is trying to take away from us. It's not politically correct to listen and to follow everything the Sitra Achra tells us to do. If at any time it was important, Halachas Kama V'Kama now, especially going into Rosh Hashanah, it's not just coming together to have a good time. You have to know that Dibuk Chaveirim and Avodas Hashem. And it brings down Hashpa's Tavos for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael. A person has to see it that way. Not just that he had a good time, but to see it to it that experiences like this brings a person closer to Hashem. And to know that as a gavra, as an individual, that he's a mashpia. It's not just a person who's sharing Torah is a mashpia. It's not the case. Every single person who's mishtatik has a role in bringing things down. Bringing things down for the community and for Klal Yisrael. When a person sees it that way, that he's not just another person, that he's, like we said, he's connected to the Makar HaChaim. Makar HaChaim means that he's responsible for things in this world. It gives a different perspective, like Pnimius always does. It gives a person a different perspective to everything which he sees, everything which he experiences. It has a different flavor, has a nekuda, has a chiyus to it, which without that, it's like a difference between Or and Choshev. Spoke about just before, a person going into Rosh Hashanah with different she'ifas. And like everything, in Pnimius HaTorah emerges a different sugya. Zera Kaddish has very, very stark words, frightening words, when it comes to how a person comes into Rosh Hashanah, what his focus is. The Zayah says in Tikkunim, "V'lav inon misitra de'ilin de'itmar b'chayin." It's in the middle of the Torah here. "V'lav inon misitra de'ilin de'itmar b'chayin an she'chayal yirei elekim an she'emes ani betza." The person we're about to describe does not fit into the category of what Yisra was looking for. An she'chayal yirei elekim an she'emes ani betza. Elu kulhu tzvachin b'tzlaisin b'yomid kipur k'klavim. Says that everybody on Yom HaKippurim is crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu in their tefillos like dogs. Again, like Reb Shimon has a license to talk like this because it's Pnimius. So if you want to hear the way it really is, you go into the Zohar Kaddish and Reb Shimon tells you straight. Not going to find Lashon like this in the Gemara. Everybody on Yom Kippur is crying to Kadosh Baruch Hu like dogs do. Hav lanu mizayna, give us mazayn, give us parnasa, v'slicha v'kapar v'chaya, give us good life, give us slicha, give us kapara. Everybody comes in towards Yom Kippur with demands. Kasveinu l'chaim, write us in the book of life. V'inun azi nefesh k'klavim. These people are like azi nefesh, like klavim. V'inun umen d'alma, d'tzvachin, l'gabe v'leslan b'yishas panen, they have no... They're not embarrassed to make demands from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The less Isman dekara de b'sifta, who is calling out for tshuva? The yachzer shchinta de kodesh b'ruchu, who is asking that the shchina should come back to kodesh b'ruchu? The meracha kaminei, because she's so far from her husband. The madad de gabei, that she should return to him. Shana Yom Kippur are days that a Jew has to elevate his standards, his she'ivas, his requests, his expectations. The Zohar makes a very specific connection to the meaning of klavim, to the meaning of dogs. How a dog, the way that he barks is the way that he demands. He demands from his master. The lashon of the Zohar is hav hav. It says, give me, give me. In order for it to be Rosh Hashanah, the Zman of Rosh Hashanah needs to be Aleph Tishrei. But there's something which we find from Chazal which is called like a moment of Rosh Hashanah. It's a concept called the moment of Rosh Hashanah. And the moment of Rosh Hashanah, which we find many times in the Torah, is a very specific moment where a person is thrust before the Melech and everything is riding on the line. Such a moment we find, which is like a Rosh Hashanah Dika moment, is a Yitzchak and Yaakov. That when Yaakov has to come before Yitzchak to take the brachas from him. So the Gra, based on the Zohar Kaddish, tells us that had the brachas been given to Esav, it would have meant the destruction of the world, Pasha. Everything in creation was riding on the fact that Yaakov would receive the brachas and not Yitzchak. Yaakov went in knowing that his life was on the line. It was a covert mission. It was mission impossible practically, because how was he going to fool Yitzchak? When the Torah says about Techena Einav Mira'ayis that Yitzchak couldn't see, it's not the pshat that he couldn't see. The pshat is that he couldn't see with his physical eyes. He didn't need to see with his physical eyes. Like the Tzadik Yisrael Olam of two generations ago, Rav Belzer, Chos Yagin Aleinu, he never opened up his eyes. Pashat. It was very rare. And people would come before Baruch Belzer, streams of people, and they would stake out their hands to shake the hand of the Tzaddik Yisrael Olam. And he had an inyan that he wouldn't shake hands with anybody who was under Bar Mitzvah, except the current Belzer Rebbe. He would shake his hand straight, but he wouldn't shake hands with anybody who was under Bar Mitzvah. He would only shake with a handkerchief in his hand. And he would stand there with his eyes closed, and streams of people would come. He wouldn't open up his eyes. For this one, he would put a hanky in. For this one, he wouldn't. He would take it off, hand off, like that. He wouldn't. And there were sometimes there were people who would come into the Belzer Rav that they looked like they were 15 years old. They had, like, you know, sometimes you see a bar mitzvah boy that he looks older than he really is. But he was able to know each time, again, with his eyes closed, exactly who was bar mitzvah, who was not bar mitzvah. Mamish, peely plowing with the Belzer Rav. This is Maisim B'chol Yom like that. He was able to see from one end of the world to the next with his eyes closed constantly. This is the eyes of Yitzchak Avinu. He didn't need to see. He didn't see with his physical eyes. When did he become blind? By the Akedah he became blind. He didn't see straight. How was Yaakov going to get the brachas from Yitzchak, who could see everything? Did it make sense, Rabbi said, that he was going to put on, this is the Eitzah, right? He was going to put on some sheepskin, some goatskin, right? And that was going to fool Yitzchak. It's like a Purim story. It's like a Purim story. Somebody who's like your son or your best friend comes in, you know his voice perfectly, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Vayidayim Bidei Esav, really? Come on, Yitzchak? And a fool Yitzchak? It was literally mission impossible. But he listened to Rivka. And that's what the Torah says, that after Yaakov was able to fool Yitzchak, the Torah says about Yitzchak, Vayecharad Yitzchak Charad Gadoy La'ad Ma'od. That it should be that he should be fooled by Yaakov, be fooled by anybody. It was a Rosh Hashanah Dika moment that Yaakov took everything in his life, everything that he had worked for, because he says to Rivka, are you sure about this? Ulai yikalalini avi. If my father gives me a kala, that's it. I'm done. But he listened to Rivka, to her mitzvah, to get into brachas, his perilous mission. And everything we have today, says the Vilna Gaon, is because of the brachas that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov that day. Now, Pashup Shat, according to the Medrash, that experience took place on Pesach. However, the Zohar says it took place on Rosh Hashanah. So not only is Rosh Hashanah the anniversary of the Akedah, which in itself was also a Rosh Hashanah moment, where Avram and Yitzchak were asked to put everything on the line. And everything that Avram had worked for his entire life was to have this Yitzchak, and he saw in Yitzchak the continuation of his mission in this world. And here Kadosh Baruch Hu himself was telling Avram, telling Yitzhak, I don't want it anymore. I have different plans. Go on the Mizbeach and let me do what I need to do. I run the world. Avram was throwing everything away for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's not that he had any self-interest. Everything was for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was living a life of Laman Chalakim Chaim anyways. So whether or not, as some of the Mefarshim learned that the Akedah took place on Yom Kippur, where some say it took place on Rosh Hashanah, whether or not Yitzchak's giving the bracha to Yaakov took place on Pesach, or it took place on Rosh Hashanah. Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim, it took place conceptually on Rosh Hashanah because it was a Rosh Hashanah Dika moment. Another moment like this is with Esther. That when Esther goes in front of the king Ahasuerus, and Mordechai says, Al Tadami Ben Avshech, don't think that you're going to be able to escape and to run and the Xavier against Chayasa won't affect you. Don't think about anything like that. Esther went and she put her life on the line, mamish, not for her own self. But nafshi v'sheilasi v'ami v'bakashas. Everything is for Chayasa. And although it didn't take place on Rosh Hashanah, it's very clear for the Gemara, it took place when? Pesach. Place on Pesach. That it was a Rosh Hashanah Dika moment, which is why we find that immediately after that, what did we find? Balayla Ha'u, another Mishnas HaMelech, the Melech was sleeping and the Melech woke up, and Malchus Shalaylam. And we know from the Ari HaKadosh that the whole secret of Rosh Hashanah of the Shofar, as he quotes the Rambam, Uri Yishen and Mishinasim, it's to wake up. The Zerampin is sleeping, and with the Shofar, with the Zerampin wakes up, the Melech wakes up. That's what happened. Esther went in like a shofar in front of Ahasuerus. And she woke up the Malka Shalalim. And then everything turned around to Paisa. And it was a Rosh Hashanah Dika moment. What's interesting is that as she approaches, as she comes close to Ahasuerus, the Medrash tells us, based on the Kapitel Chaf Aleph in Tehillim, that Esther says, Sebavuni Klavim Rabim, that I was surrounded by the dogs. We think that it was very easy for her to go in. Chazal tell us, they paint the picture that she had to go through the Beis HaTzlamim, which is the chamber of the idols, and the Shekhinah left her, and she said, Keli, Keli, Lama Saftani. And then the sons of Haman saw her coming in, and they used their kishuf to try to bring kishuf on her, that she should either die, or it shouldn't happen. And Chazal says, Savavuni Klavim Rabim, that these Klavim refers to the sons of Haman, that they tried to foil this plan of Esther to come before the king. A malik is called the kelev. You know that many times Chazal tell us that a malik is called kelev. The sons of Haman, from which a malik comes from. Savuni klav and rabbi. What that means for us, though, is that when we try to get before the king on Rosh Hashanah, it really depends what our motives are. Like we said before, that if a person comes into Rosh Hashanah thinking that he has his wish list that he wants to ask for the king, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be fulfilled then, please, then a person is only, he doesn't get before the king really. Because the klavim at the door, they stop him and they say, listen, we're a good shidduch. You're a kelev who's coming in and saying, hav, hav. So slavuni klavim rabim, they stop you on the way in. The klavim don't let you in. The dogs of the palace, they don't allow entry. It's only if a person comes in with that focus of nafshi b'sheilasi ba'ami b'kashasi, that I'm coming in, that I'm avatel myself to Klal Yisrael, that I'm not here to ask for myself, I'm here to ask on behalf of every single Jew. I'm here on behalf of the entire Jewish people, will they be able to actually come before the Melech on Rosh Hashanah. The Zekadosh furthermore tells us, you may be familiar with this, the whole sugya of the Isha Shunamis and Elisha, that after the Isha Shunamis hosted Elisha, Elisha wants to repay the favor. And he says to the Isha Shunamis, Ma'al ases lach, what can I do for you? Should I speak to the king on your behalf? Or Esal Tzava, or should I speak to the general? And the Zohar says this took place on Rosh Hashanah. Elisha didn't have a relationship with the king of Shunam. He was saying, can I speak to the Malchus Shel Olam on your behalf? The Tzaddik Shel Olam wants to put in a good word for you. What does the Isha Shunam say? Mayach Zayin, Esayich Ami Anoich Yashad. I sit amongst my people, and the Zohar Kodesh says, this is the ultimate Eitzah on Rosh Hashanah. Don't stand out. Be mevati yourself to the entire Jewish people. And Hashem Yishmor has many vart lechan this, and he says in the beginning of Parashat Nitzavim, that's why Parashat Nitzavim comes before Rosh Hashanah. If you want to know what the Eitzah is, take a look at the Torah. Aten Nitzavim Hayim Kol Chemitin Hashem Alkechem. Every single person has to stand in front of the king. Called Ish Yisrael. That's how we stand before Kodesh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, collectively. That person doesn't stand out, doesn't make any other requests other than Hashem Yichu Kodesh Baruch Hu Shrinte V'Shem Kol Yisrael. Like the Zohar says, not to be like a caliph who says Hav Hav, but that he should be interested in the Tachlis HaBriya, the Tachlis HaOlam. V'machse Kodesh Baruch Hu Shrinte V'Shem Kol Yisrael. And we see this Indian from the Kriyas HaTorah. One of the puzzling sugyas of Rosh Hashanah is the Kriyas HaTorah on the second day. And on the first day, we read about Akedas Yitzchak V'Shteitzach, why we read about it. It took place on Rosh Hashanah. It describes the Besiris Nefesh that we have to have for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Seder. And on the second day, we read about the Hashem Pakad Esara and the whole sugya of how Yishmael is thrown out of the house with Hagar and the interactions between Avi Melech and Pichol Sar Tzvoi and Avram Avinu. Like, what's going on? Why does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Rashi tells us that Hashem Pakad Esara, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Sarah a child? According to the Gemara. The reason why is because Abraham davened for Avi Melech. They call him Mispalal Chaveroi, anybody who davens for his friend, Hu Nenet Chila, he gets answered first. And we begin with those words, Vashem Pakad Isara Kasha Amar, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillos of Avraham and Sarah is because they thought about Idach. As Rabbi Nachum Pshitzcha says, not just the pshat, like you could daven for your friend and you'll be answered first. It was Nogeyala, that Avraham Avinu felt that the Tzar of Avi Melech was Nogeya to him. He felt like he should daven for him, because if that person is in Tzar, it affects me too. And that's like our Pesach into the Yom Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, the musag of, it's not just about me. There's other people in the room, there's other people in Klal Yisrael. And their tzar is my tzar. Yimay nechi b'tzar. It's a bechina b'secha ami anechi yashavis. Perhaps this is Merumiz, the pasuk which the Torah tells us by Rosh Hashanah. The Torah tells us, just a few words, sums up the entire day. Yoyim tshura yiyelachem. You find the Joshua, the Gemara Megillah, tells us in the Sugya of Achon Nefesh, which is Mutar on Yom Tov. It says in the Torah, "Hu levado yase lachem the heter for Achon Nefesh." The Gemara makes a drasha, "Lachem v'loy la'ovdei kechavim." You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a guy. "Lachem v'loy leklavim." You can't even cook for your dogs. And perhaps this drasha of "Lachem v'loy leklavim" is connected to that which we say, Yoyim Tshua Yihye Lachem, Lachem V'Lei L'Klavim. Don't let the Shaif and Rosh Hashanah be a sound where it's a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before, of Hav Hav. That's called Yoyim Tshua Yihye Lachem V'Lei L'Klavim. Every single person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the concept of a Kelev doesn't have any room on Rosh Hashanah. It shouldn't have any room on Yom Kippur. And it has no room on Shabbos Kodesh either. We know that we say by Askinu Sudasa that Shabbos is a day of Hani Kalvin, the Chatzifin, all the chutzpah of the club, and they don't have any entry into Yom Kippurim, into Shabbos Kodesh. What's very interesting is that we begin Friday night where we say, B'chun Rana L'Hashem Nariya L'Tzu Yishenu. And we say after that, we say the Pasuk, Boyu Nishtachad V'Nichra'a Nivrachal L'Fnei Hashem Yishenu. Take a look at the Perek Shira, which is written by David HaMelech, where he describes the pasuk in the shir that every nivra sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you'll find that the pasuk which the kelev sings is this pasuk: "Vayu nishtachav v'nichra'a nivrcha lifnei Hashem esena." As if to say that the song which the kelev usually sings, which is "Hav Hav," comes Shabbos Kodesh, we bring out the shir of the kelev: "Vayu nishtachav v'nichra'a nivrcha lifnei Hashem." It's such a hachnoah to the master. You know how many times it says the word here of subjugation to the master. Listen to this again. Boyu nishtachve v'nichra'a nivrcha lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. Three times. And it's very nice, because how many times do we bow down in Yom Kippur? At least according to Nesach Sfar. Three times. That's called nishtachve v'nichra'a nivrcha lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. And that's really what Shabbos is, because we know that Yom Kippur is called Shabbos, Shabbosayim. That as soon as you come into the world of Shabbos, Ma'oid Amku Machshav Asecha, that place is of great depth of Ma'amakim, like we spoke about before. So all the Kelev, all the Havhav, there's no request from Shabbos Kodesh. There's no request from Shana. There's no request from Kippur. The days Mechayiv us a certain Godless Hamayichin, coming in on days with higher thoughts, deeper thoughts of Ma'oid Amku Machshav Asecha. Just add, if I may, that the Ari explains that the whole secret of Elul and Yirmiyahu Narayim comes from the Pasuk in Yeshayah. Hanoisim b'yom derech u'b'mayim azim nesivu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He splits the seas. He makes passageways through the oceans. Of course, it's a very deep Indian. It relates actually to Purim. Be'ima kamakam l'harech b'zeh. What's interesting is that when we begin Shabbos Kodesh, we say a pasuk which is Maramez on that too. Right before that, we say Asher Lo Hayam Vuhu Asahu. The Yam belongs to Him; He made it. V'yabeshes Yadav Yatzer. He also creates Yabasha. But the Pshat pasuk is that He makes the oceans and He makes the Yabasha within the oceans. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is. And a person has to split the sea in order to enter into Shabbos Kodesh. A person has to split the seas of Elul in order to enter to Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's like Pesach, which is where Purim took place. Pesach, which is connected to Rosh Hashanah, like we spoke about before. The Torah says, "Lo yecheratz kala l'shayna." That if a person wants to have a geulas hanefesh, like the Baal Shem Tov says, and told us Yaakov Yosef quotes the Baal Shem Tov, that the ikar tefila in Hashanah Yom Kippur is karvel nafshi gala, like we say on Friday night. Hashem, You should redeem me from the yitzharas of my life. Karvel nafshi gala. That's what it means. Lo yecheratz kala l'shayna. Lo b'nei so we're leaving Mitzrayim. There were no klavim. A kelev couldn't speak when Klai Yisrael. When we leave, when we have a geula, when there's a Yeshua for Klai Yisrael, there's no klavim present. Which means to say that when we make bakashas on behalf of Klai Yisrael, when it's not about me, it's about Klai Yisrael as a whole, that's the definition of a Rosh Hashanah moment. And there's a very nice remez to that. If you take the word kelev, and you make a milui out of kelev. A milui, if you're familiar with milui, many times Mi'ari uses this, the inyan of milui. He actually uses it more than pasha. The inyan of milui is that if you take a word, a letter, and you spell it out, it creates gematria. So in this case, if you take kelev and you spell it out, which is kaf pei,
586.
Right. So kaf pei is 100. Lamed, you spell it out. Lamed mem dalet is 74. So 100 plus 74 is 174, plus the bays, which is bays yotaf, which is 412. So 412 and 174 is 586. The exact same gematria as the word shofar. Shin vav pei resh. 586. We have a choice on Rosh Hashanah, and the whole inyan of the shofar is to be mevatel. That if a Jew comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu and he says, I'm a hav dika yid, the shofar comes to be megala, the true sa'aka, the true cry of the Jew. The shofar screams to Hashem and says, don't listen to my words, don't even listen to my thoughts, listen to the kishkas of Klai Yisrael. Listen to the expression of what I'm trying to play with the shofar, which is even higher than words. Which comes from the place of Vayipach Ba'apa Mishmas Chaim, where I'm connected to the Makor HaChaim, what's Nageya to Kutchavich is Nageya to me too. And now the Kalb and the Chatzifin has a bitul on Hashem Kippur through the Koyach of Shofar. And the fact that if a person wants to be very sensitive, don't listen to the Hav is saying, give me, give me. Even the Tzaka of the Kalbim is a remez to a Jew that Hav comes from the word of Ahava. Ahava, Ahava. Really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should serve Him by Ahava, without expectations, without asking, just one last story, not so fast. The Minoyim, the Jacob Arav, the Minoyim, and the Razvedava were brothers. They were sons, grandchildren of the Rav Shitzer. Mamish Kidoy Sheyalyan. I heard the story from my Rebbe, and it's a beautiful story. Huh? They want the story?
No, I want to take it.
See,
Nicole.
Oh.
Wants to record it.
Oh, no, I see.
Take it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. So the Rez V'Davar.
You
Rez V'Davar. Dimi Noyam, he once went to an inn. And the innkeeper, he had a minog that any children of the Rav Shitzer, Einiklach of the Rav Shitzer, would stay for free at his inn. So the Ermi Noam spent a long time there, and he came to pay at the end. And when the Baal Hamalayim, the inn master, innkeeper, told him that, no, it's free, it's chinam, because you're Einikol of the Rav Shitzer. So the Ermi Noam was very nisragish in this, and he said to him, what can I do for you? I'll give you a bracha that you should have something. So he said, I'll tell you the truth, I don't have any children. And I could really use a bracha to have one. So Ermi Noam said to him, I can't give you a bracha like that right now. If you come to me from Rosh Hashanah, I'll take care of you. As you know, Rosh Hashanah is a time for Pekidah Sakaros. It's a Zman that, for those who can't have children, it's a Zman very Mesugal for having children. That's what we read about. Sarah having children, Chana having children, etc., etc. So he says, okay. But he was torn because for the past 5 years, he was going to the Rez V'Davar, who was the brother of Minayam, the Rez V'Davar for Rosh Hashanah. How is he going to tell the Rebbe that he's not going to come to him for Rosh Hashanah, he's going to go to his brother? So he was torn. He says, on the one hand, he has a Havtacha from the Minayam, that he's come to Rosh Hashanah, he's going to have a child. But how can he show up, tell the Rez V'Davar he's not going to be there? He defies Rebbe. So he decided he was going to ask the Rez V'Davar himself what to do. So he went to the Rez V'Davar and he tells him the issue, tells him what happened. So he says, of course, you should go to my brother. What do you mean? My brother, my Heiliger brother, he tells you he's going to give you a benchu with a child. You're waiting, girl. Of course, you should go. So he has the go-ahead. He's excited. Rosh Hashanah, he's going to go. Comes a few days, whatever time it took to get to the jikah with the Minayim was, he decides he's not going to go. He shows up in the shul, in the Rez V'Davar, and the Rez V'Davar sees him after Ma'ariv, and he says to him, what are you doing here? He says, you're supposed to go to Jikov, to my brother, for the bracha. So he said to him, no, Michael Zayin on the children. He says, to be by you, Rebbe, to be with you in Rosh Hashanah, this is where I need to be. So when the Rez V'Davar heard that, he was so nisragish, he says, you're not going to lose anything. I bet you can have a child this year. Kacha. And this story really defines, not just a nice story in Rosh Hashanah, this is Mamish the Akedah. It's Mamish the Akedah Yitzchak. It's here you have Avraham Avinu that he worked his whole life to have a child like this. Banei Chayim Izayne. And he's willing to put it on the table and to say, nope, it's not for me. Everything is for you, Rabbanu Shimon. It's all for the boss. It's all for the Rebbe. That's more important to me, to be with you on Rosh Hashanah, to say a Hamelech like that, and to blow a Shofar like that, like I know you do, Rebbe. That's more important to me than any children we're not going to have. It sounds like it's high expectations, but every single Jew is capable of that. We don't have to become that, we are that. And the Shofar has the kayach to bring that limud zchos in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, the Ari HaKadosh tells us that, and you may have noticed this in your machzors, that when you come to the place of Ayin Mekom Kavodai, in the Siddur, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you can ask for one of three things, yeah? You can ask for Ruach HaKadosh, you can ask for children, tzaddikim, or you can ask for parnasa. Oishir gadol, the Ari calls it. Oishir gadol. And the Ari brings it like at the end of the sugi of the shofar, like klachar yad, as if like it doesn't even really matter. It's like he just kind of throws it in. We're very excited about that part. And we try to chap it in, ayim akam kvayde, right? So I'm not going to go around the room asking everybody what they want to ask for. But already, Eliel Apion says, by the way, there's an answer, there's a correct answer to that proposal. That's called banim tzaddikim. That's the right request. Al pi halacha, my Rebbe said that it could even be that you have to ask for banim tzaddikim over the other thing, even more than Ruach HaKodesh and Oishir Gadol. Well, in a stack, I want to share with you something based on a Pinchas Karta, which I mamas think is true based on this idea. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents and he puts on the table, you can ask for Ruach HaKodesh, Banim Tzaddikim, or Oishir Gadol. None of these requests are the right requests. You know what the right request is? Ayin Mekoyim Kavodai. That's the right request. that the Yetzirah has a way of chapping us up. Like here, this is a very Masugadika moment. Of course, the Masugadika moment. You're saying, I am come Kabbalah and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You're begging the Baruch Shalom for Tikkun Olam. And Yetzirah is like, yeah, you know, ask for Oshay Gadol. This is your chance. What do you mean? I'm saying I have come Kabbalah and I'm thinking about that. Lama Yomu Hagoyim Ayeh Leheihem. The biggest chel Hashem in the world because the Goyim say Ayeh Leheihem. And I'm screaming to Hashem, I am become Kvaydai, and you want me to ask about that? It's like this is the moment of the Akeda almost, on the Shana, in Kippur. It's the moment where the Chassid can go to the Meinayim and say, I want Ban and Tzaddikim, which is the correct request, Api Halacha even, that he says, no, I'm here for the Hamalach, I'm here for the Shaykhah. That's really like the defining moment of Rosh Hashanah in many ways. It's really like the taich, the Rosh Hashanah dika moment. The person knows what to ask for. And again, it's not what we have to make of it, it's what we have to just reveal. And through the mitzvah sayayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us that we should emulate everything which this Rosh represents. And in the schos of coming together before Rosh Hashanah, speaking about the inyan and being mechazik each other, Hashem Yisbarach should help us that not only we should be zeichet to Bnei Chaim Yizaynai, but we should be zeichet to see finally the revelation of Ayim HaKam Kevaydai with Kul Hashem of Amitis and Heaven Binon.